Matt, I saw him in Austin. Okay.
From here.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I saw him in New Braunfels.
Up in New Braunfels.
Okay. And I saw him something in San Francisco.
Out in San Francisco.
Okay, or I saw him something in Boston.
Up in Boston.
Okay, or I saw him something in Atlanta.
Over in Atlanta.
Okay. I know she used over for both Austin and Atlanta. What does it take for you to use over?
I see it. I don't know. Of course, I was just thinking about when you said in Austin,
uh-huh.
and when you were talking about New Braunfels.
Yeah.
And I said over in Austin and up in New Braunfels.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Uh-huh. So I don't know why we use that like that there, but that's the way we mostly you have people around here say it like that.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Over in Austin.
Yeah.
And up in New Braunfels.
Uh-huh.
Over in Lockhart or over in Seguin, because over in Seguin is that way.
Uh-huh.
Out in El Paso.
Is that east?
What is?
Seguin?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Straight that way.
Yeah.
Down in Houston,
yeah.
Down in Corpus,
mm-hmm.
and up in Dallas, up in Wichita Falls, up to Fort Worth,
yeah.
Over in San Angelo,
yeah.
Out in Lubbock or Amarillo,
uh-huh.
Down in Mexico,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out in Arizona, out in New Mexico, up in Oklahoma,
yeah.
Yeah. Down in Louisiana.
What about in Arkansas?
Over in Arkansas.
Uh-huh. That is really interesting. I love that. This is my favorite part of the whole questionnaire.
Down in Florida.
Yeah.
Up in Carolina, up in Virginia.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, same kind of thing. You might say, so-and-so lives what at the Browns? Say the Browns live on the same street, about two or three houses, you know. So you say he lives, at the Browns.
He live down at the Browns or over at the Browns? You mean using directions?
Well, say we live on the same street. I don't know what direction, but on the same street, just two or three houses away,
uh-huh.
which would you say?
He live.
Or would you say either?
He lived, you would be either over, or it would be over or down. It'd be one of those two, over to the Browns, or at the Browns. He live at the Browns,
uh-huh.
He live with the Browns.
Okay. Say the Browns live 10 or 20 miles away, then what would you say?
Oh, he live out to the Browns.
Okay, what if they lived two or three streets away?
Over, like two or three streets?
Yeah.
Anybody would say he live over to the Browns or
okay.
live with the Browns?
What if he lives on the west side? What would you say?
He would live...
this is the east side.
He would live out in the west end.
Okay.
Live over on the west side.
Okay. Say that you heard about a party and, there was some kind of trouble at the party. They were smoking pot or something, but not everybody's making trouble. But the police didn't care. They just came and arrested the
whole party.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that a school usually sponsors after a football game?
Dance.
Okay. And 4 o'clock is the time when school usually...
out.
Okay. And the day after Labor Day is when school...
starts.
Okay. And if a boy left home to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he...
shot a hook.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Okay. He didn't go.
Okay. What if it was in college? What would you say?
Cut. If he didn't go to school, he left one school but didn't get there?
Yeah.
He cut classes. He's cutting classes.
Okay. And you go to school in order to get an...
education.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to...
college.
Okay. And after kindergarten, you go into the...
grade school.
Okay. And used to be children sat on desks at school, but now they sit at... I do that. This is about the 10th time I've done that.